All right, welcome everybody. Today, May 5th, for our rodeo committee meeting. What do you want me to announce the time? Okay, it is 6:02 on the 5th of May, meeting here at the City Hall to discuss several things on the agenda pertaining to the CUNA Rodeo.
Chris Engel, City Clerk, for the record. So I've worked on a draft budget based on notes that I've been taking over the last, I don't know how many years. And then crossing out numbers, replacing them and such. And so this is where we're at. Council did approve $50,000 to seed us. In addition, as a side note, they approved us to allocate the $30,000 that we had for the 4th of July fireworks that we're not going to be able to use then to the Saturday night of the rodeo, as long as it's open to the public. Not the rodeo itself, but that people can come watch the rodeo. So we'll be having a spectacular show to say goodbye to summer, hello to fall, and yay, we finally got a rodeo. So I thought that was appropriate. I'm just going to start out and go through the budget and then jump in. Let's modify numbers. Let's add things. Let's remove things. These are just guesstimates based on notes that I have, and so I'd rather have hard numbers than soft numbers.
Can you?
I don't think they have access to this drive. You'd have to take it from the S drive, drop it over to there.
Oh, I don't know. That if would work.
Okay.
If it was on that screen.
If you can, and it's not too big of a thing, because it's really hard to see.
Okay. I'm just going to keep going while he fiddles with that. So the first thing I had is $7,000 for added money to the prize pool. That number came from the last meeting. I had some notes from talking to Matt. It was something about, I don't know, 10, 4, and then 3, or 6, 4, and then 3. I came up with 13. If that's not the right added money, then we need to make that adjustment. The one I sent earlier? Matt's calculating.
So what are you wanting to add?
So, well, I think, you know what, excuse me, I'm going to go grab my file.
I think you thought there was going to be 13 events.
So there is 13 events. The novice, we do not have to do.
And are we doing equal added money?
So if you want, are you asking my opinion?
I don't know. Have we had that discussion as a...
Yeah. If you go to the podium and hit that, we'll be able to hear that.
Hey, we have guests here.
You got to hit the light.
You can grab a chair, too, if you want.
This is nothing like it was when we were in COVID. Remember I had to squirt this? I mentioned all that bullshit.
You can also just have a seat at one, too.
So, Sarah, to answer your question, if you're asking my opinion, you want to be equal. A lot of rodeos put more added money in the rough stock because they think that's where the show is. But in this valley, I mean, at the end of the day, the timed event guys are coming. My suggestion and what I tell every committee is if you can, just make it even across the board. You're going to get more entries. So as a committee, you guys get paid. You know, I mean, like I was saying at the last meeting, it's very little, but you still get paid every entry, which helps to reimburse the cost of this.
So I had 1,000 times 4, 400 times 6, 200 times 3. That was the best of my notes.
So that was setting it up for 1,000 added in the rough stock, and what were you, 400?
400 times 6.
Which would be the timed event, 1, 2, 3, 6, correct. I would.
And then I had 200 at 3.
Yep.
Which is that, what's that?
The novice events. And at the end of the day, those guys are going to fill your seats, and they're going to, like I said, a lot of people, so they're still getting on 2,000-pound bulls, and 95% of the spectators out there have no idea that they're novice kids. They just see a bull rider or a bareback rider. I would just personally, I would suggest we drop the rough stock. I mean, if that's the number you want to hit.
That's not the number we want to hit. That was the number I had.
Right.
So if there's a better number, then I think that that's what I would like the committee to consider. What number do they want there? Those are not fixed numbers.
So
those are estimates, and they're up to you to decide, yep, that's the number we want or not.
So how the ICA is structured, we have what we consider a big rodeo, what we call our large rodeo, and it's 1,000 added every event or above. There's only 5 committees that do that. That's, but on an average, your 750 or 800 added is kind of the going. You don't have to, like I was telling you guys, the bare minimum to add is 200 to an event. And of the 10 added monies, you can drop one event. You do not have to have all 9 events. So there's the reason why it's 10 is because team roping is you add on both sides, heading and heeling. But you can drop one event if you want. I suggest you don't, just because, at the end of the day, the way it's structured. But I would potentially put your added money at that 750 mark. You could drop the novice down to 100. Those kids, you know, it seems like I said, they're gonna go regardless. But a little more added money kind of makes it a little more justifiable for mom and dad. But
so what would that total then look like?
You'd be 7,500. If you went 750 for all the events, you'd be 7,500 plus the novice.
Which novice is?
There's 3 events. So it's novice saddle bronc, novice bareback, and novice bull.
So novice is 3, and how much is it for novice? Is that the 200?
I mean, that's essentially up to the committee. A lot of the better novice shows are going to have the 200 added. Okay. On average, they're 100, 150 added. But
okay, so we would have 10 events at 750. Am I getting that right?
Correct.
And then we'd have 3 novice.
Say 150.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay, so that takes us to 7,500. I don't know, I can't count that high.
450.
Plus 75.
So 7950. Okay.
I promise I'm right.
Okay. So how? So I guess does the committee? Are you happy with that number? Okay.
I say if there's room for the in the budget.
It's expensive.
You know, might as well, if we can, you know, I think that might be an area where if we do have extra in the end, then you beef up that added money. But if we're kind of cut close on money, then...
So I'm going to run, I'm going to do a quick run for you just through the budgets. Maybe it'll make you a little more comfortable as we move through.
So on the livestock, do you want to touch on that yet or no?
No, not yet. I'm getting there though.
Before I forget next time.
Did I copy over? So here's your $50,000 seed money. Here's the expenses that are listed in here. This one, I have a dollar in there because I don't have any number. I do have included a 20% contingency of the budget, which is this number right here, which is all the tallies so far. And then estimated vendors, alcohol revenue. I don't have any money in for sponsors. Estimated ticket sales based on capacity and selling capacity at 125% at $20 a ticket, VIP sales and mountain busting registration, returning $50,000 to the city's general fund that they ceded over leaves $33,588 to the good.
A deficit or a?
It's a to the positive. Okay. And so, and that is money that would carry over for the committee to next year. It doesn't go back to the general fund. So now that's always going to be in your bank.
Go ahead. My only hang up is the 5,000 tickets.
It's 2,500 per night.
Right. I mean, that's...
Cody.
That, and I'm not arguing. This community definitely has the capacity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Does the facility... So I think the first night, I've been talking to a lot of people about it, and I think the first night, I think obviously we build you some bleachers on that north side is going to help, you know, with the elderly people, the ADA people, that stuff. They're not going to want to be on the berm. Like I said, you build that and put it out there. I mean, it could be the next Riggins, for lack of a better term, right? Tons of places, Jordan Valley, they'll sit out there in the freaking mud. I mean, they don't care.
You promote it that way.
Right. Bring your lawn chair, bring your whatever, your canopy, whatever, and you promote it. That was just my concern, was that number. But I
feel pretty confident, 2,500, we can get in there, because you got to think all of our driveway between the shop, which would now be the end of the arena.
Sure.
As essentially a big beer garden.
Which, and you're right, a lot of people will just stand there. They're not going to go sit down.
I think people get 2,500 conservatively.
Okay.
Do we have an idea of the grandstands? Has that been figured out?
A berm,
okay.
He's going to put bleachers on the north side.
Okay.
But, yeah, they're going to do a big berm on that.
Okay.
On the roadside there.
So, and I do want to point out this at the end when the budgets, all the bills are paid and all that kind of stuff. Anything that was not used out of contingency, because we're going to try and get as close to budget as possible, but anything that's left in contingency, that money is going to come back to you also. Because anything above and beyond $50,000 that's still left after all the bills are paid, that belongs to the rodeo committee, and will roll over to next year.
I have a quick question. So, for the money that we got from the city, is that need to be paid like this very first year go around? If for some reason,
yes.
Is there, okay.
And here, but here's what it is: I've also put in my 2023 fiscal budget for another $50,000. Mm-hmm. So. If it turns out, so if we have $50,000 that we can give back, we'll give it back, and then we will reload again on October 1st, because I did request another $50,000. So when we get into 2023, you'll have whatever rolls over from this year to next year, and then another, a new $50,000 in case it's needed to seed in. So, yep. And then, again, in 2023, we'll pay the city back if the fund can afford to. Council didn't ask for it, but it's always a courtesy to do because it's taxpayer from property tax money. So, yeah. So that's kind of where you're at. So you do have some wiggle room for sure. And like I said, we don't have any sponsor money in there yet. I'm trying to balance it a little bit as far as what we can forecast. Sponsors, who knows? So as you're going through here, that'll kind of put you maybe a little bit at ease as you're making some decisions. So unless Matt blows the livestock out of the water.
No, so I talked to Drew actually in the parking lot. Originally, I had told you I was hoping that he could be at that 10 to 12. The narrowest he can go, and it's going to be 13.5.
Okay.
Which you're still under that budget, but if you guys choose to do mini bulls, steer riding, any of those other things, I mean, those are things that, and then also every contractor has a contingency in their deal. So the 13,005 covers the rodeo, but if for some weird reason everybody goes, holy shit, I want to go to Cuba. I mean, holy cow, I want to go to Cuba.
You are on the record.
And you get a abundance of timed event guys. So you're not going to get an abundance of roadside guys. They just don't exist. But if you get an abundance of timed event guys, he has it set in his contract up to a point. And I've only seen it go over twice. But it's $20 a run once you get past that. But, I mean, I'm hoping that we get that many contestants.
Okay.
But just so you guys are aware, it has a potential to get up to that 14,000.
Okay.
But as it stands right now, and I beat him up as much as I could, 13.5 is where he's at. I did talk to three other ICA contractors, and they were a little bit more.
Yeah.
Drew's just trying to help because he's been trying for 2 years to help us get this going, so mm-hmm. that's where he's at.
So we can adjust that number to 14 or 13.5 or leave it at 15.
I would too, okay. Just in case you do get mini yep. bulls or, and again, like those events, your local events, the junior events, that's what sells tickets. Mm-hmm. Grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, brother, sister, all those people will buy tickets.
Yep. Okay. Buckles, and I just did 13 events. At
I have one last question on sure. Marsoc. When it comes to those, like the novice events and like the local events, those are included with the average, the 13.5, correct? No, or is that in addition?
What now?
So if we do the novice or local events, that livestock fees, are those in addition to the 13.5?
Yeah, so if you do like a local team roping, that's not an ICA team roping, so how that works is a lot of committees do that, and a lot of committees use that as a fundraiser. So you can't be an ICA carded member and enter the local roping. And like in Jim County, we make sure that you're either a Jim or a Boise County resident. And that's the only way you can enter. But they cannot be the same cattle. It's within our rules of the association. So that would be a $30 run or $20 run, whatever it is, on those. And so same as the novice rope stock is included in that 13.5. But if you have junior bull riding, whether you go with Kevin Henson, Donnie Landis, there's a pile of guys that do it. They're going to be, hey, I'm going to be $1,500 for the weekend. And those guys usually, so like Kevin Henson's really good about it. Rodeo Fever, he's really good about it. He takes his own entries, all that stuff. So a committee secretary doesn't have to deal with that, and that he just brings kids and families.
Okay. But,
I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to have a stock charge there.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure.
So on your buckles, you have 13 events at 200.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to sell your sponsorship for.
Okay.
The buckles are going to cost you, I mean, the high-end buckle is going to be $120.
Okay.
So generally, you order 13 buckles, plus if you throw your queen crown and your queen buckle in on that, you're going to be closer to $95 to $100.
Okay, so then we probably are looking then more in the 13, because I got a separate budget for the queens.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so, you'd be fine at the 1300.
Okay.
And I can help
it's
you.
It's always nice to have, personally, to have it buffered a little bit.
I promise you, I can get you 13 really good buckles for that.
No, I know, but...
Just on your budget, you know, I'm with you.
Just on your budget.
Yeah, that's why I got the contingency in there.
Because then if we wanted to add for, like, the novice or the juniors or the local or Mutton Boston and, yeah.
So do you want it at 13 or you want me to take it up to 2,000?
So that 1,300 would be just for ICA. If you're going to give Mutton Boston buckles.
Well, personally.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, if you're just doing the ICA buckles, you can get them for 13. If you want Mutton Bustin buckles, Junior Bulls, local.
I say let's go higher at this point just because we do have that extra, and then worst case at the end of the day, we're going to have even more.
Mm-hmm. What number do you want in here then? The 26 or you want the 2,000? Okay, mutton busting and support items. So, mutton, there's 10 allowed at $20 a piece, which it's $200. So I think that has to zero out. So we wouldn't want to spend any more on mutton busting and support than we would revenue in, because it's such a small number mm-hmm. of participants in the overall scheme.
Whoa, you're crazy.
No, I'm not.
There is way more mutton busters than anything on the face of the earth. You could have just a mutton busting rodeo, which please don't. But I'm
just yeah, what are you doing that day?
I think your number needs to be higher in terms of contestants, because there again, Marshall's boys, I mean, there will be...
So
how many mutton busters?
I think you could do 20.
I would say 20.
No way.
No way?
So
2 months?
So this is where it kind of gets into the gray area.
Get up there.
Okay, so as far as the ICA is concerned, I'm going to judge this rodeo.
Okay.
I want to make sure everything goes without a hitch. But you don't have to pay me. But my other judge or a third judge, so he gets paid from the ICA to judge the ICA rodeo. Any local events, anything else, is $5 an hour. So you got $10 an out to the judges and $2.50 an out to the timers. So you got $15 out of your $20 entry fee to pay judges and timers. So I will tell you this, any single business in this community will cover added money, they will cover buckles. Everybody wants to be a part of the mutton busting.
Okay.
So as far as that goes, I wouldn't worry about that, but I'm going to tell you, mutton busting is always in the pre-rodeo. It's at the hottest time of the day. The kids are crying. I would probably not go over 15. I'm telling you, I do this every weekend. 15 is a lot of mutton busters. And it's great for the kid and it's great for the parents. But for the people that are sitting out there, 99% of them don't care. And they're like, let's just get going.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just the reality. But I don't know if there's a sheep farmer or mutton farmer out here.
We've got that covered.
Yeah. I'm sure they would donate the stock. But I'm just saying, I would not go over 15 in a perf. But I promise you, the minute you open that up, in 10 minutes, it will be full.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 15 is out, so it's going to cost us $225 for, okay, let me break this out. So at 15, and it costs us $15 to do it, plus a buckle, like, so I just, are
you get
we...
the buckle sponsored.
Okay. Oh, we want an entry fee to zero out is kind of where I'm going.
And
so
what about gear?
Right.
So you can do it a couple ways. You can go to the reuse store and get some youth bicycle helmets or youth hockey helmets. A lot of kit committees have like three or four helmets on the side. And then you just use a flank strap or, you know, a metal ringed rope. And or a lot of committees, so like Emmett, we don't allow ropes. A rope is a disqualification. It's just grab wool and go. But, I mean, as far as that goes, a lot of these kids that are week in, week out, mutton busters, they have their own safety gear, all that. And if, Marshall, your kid's there, I mean, a lot of kids' parents would be like, whoa, don't let that kid on without a vest here. I personally, as a committee, I would not supply vests. Any of that, it's always good to have a couple helmets there just in case, but as far as that goes, I wouldn't. I understand your part on the budget side of it, but I promise you the mutton busting will take care of itself. And I don't know how to put that on your paperwork, but I'm telling you, the mutton busting will take care of itself, 100%.
Okay, so the mutton busting expense then looks to be...
So if you have 30 outs... 15 a night.
Oh, we're doing it twice?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if I got 15 each night and we got 15 out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 225 a night, so that's 250.
450.
Or 450. 450, and then, I don't know, helmets? Somebody look in their closet, I guess. I don't know.
We'll gather them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll put that in at 450 then, and.
But I do. I mean, I understand your stress on it, but I promise you, of anything that's on this list, that is the least of my concern. I promise you, it will take care of it.
Then we have 15. So we got 30 at $20. So it's 600. Is that right? $20 times 30 participants.
Oh, hold on. I'll get my calculator. Just gotta go slower.
Okay, so we're technically, we're zeroed out. Oh, but that's number, so I'm just going to put 600 in here for mutton busting because I guess we got to get two buckles and some stuff like that. So.
And you don't have to. You can give one buckle to the overall winner, but it is nice for each night as long as you don't have the same kid two nights in a row.
$50, $70 buckles.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to put 0 to 0, so 6 in, 6 out, and then if we need to adjust that number, we will. Okay. Security, basically that's $30 per hour per staff member, covering on 2 days, so it'll be Friday when it starts through the end of it. Probably looking at 3 or 4 security, we'll probably use MAV. Depending on the number of tickets we sell. And then parking control staff, we'll have to hire in at that. That's $30 per hour per staff member. They need to be able to direct people to parking. And so I think that we'll just hold those numbers. It's possible that that will come in less. It's going to be required by the SCP anyway for the city, so... And we will be meeting. I'll need one person from the committee, and I'll need one person from Crooked Eight. I can't have a quorum, so it can only be two of you. And then we'll meet with city staff, and we will be meeting with probably TJ from the fire department and Brian Keene, the sergeant, and possibly the chief to go over the plan, security, alcohol, all that kind of stuff. Carrie knows the routine. She's been to those. portable restrooms. Matt gave me that number 3 years ago, so I'm pretty sure that number's a little low.
That seems low.
650 for portable restrooms.
I just did a college rodeo. I mean, granted, it was in Hermiston, Oregon, but they were 800.
Okay.
For the weekend.
For how many?
Athens?
I think there was 12.
Yeah, and that's the number.
It's going to be enough. I bumped that up.
To we more than 12?
Of course, we will have to. Yeah. I mean, we have two at our place, and they're $200 a month each, and they dump them twice.
I have a contact that she's really only quoting me $50 a minute right now for each restroom. So I
is that per day, Carrie?
Yes.
So I think 14 is enough based on the calculations from Central District Health. So it'd be two of yours, 12 from the committee. So the 12 from the committee should be 600 a day. So we need 1,200 for portable restrooms.
Nothing like doubling that entire budget.
Well, I guess we want to make sure people have somewhere to go. Trying to think the best way to put that in there.
If you get that 2,500.
What's 2,500?
We're just discussing the amount of porta potties.
It doesn't seem like enough porta potties for 2,500 people.
12? That's what Central District Health recommends.
We have our truck pulling in. We have 3,600 people.
Yeah. You can wait in line.
How many do you have at Canada's, Carrie?
25.
Yeah.
But there's six that are, well, all one kind of, well, other than Saturday night, all of them are. But in the park itself, I have 15 just in
So we require in the state and the city's SEP that you're compliant with Central District Health's recommendation.
Tracy Baggerly just texted and said he has 12 for Eagle Rodeo.
Wow.
So he has 4, 4, and 4.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done. Okay. Rodeo Secretary, my last number was 600. I don't know if that's gone up. Okay. 300 for a shoot boss. That's an old number. I don't know if that's changed.
Yeah, that's the same.
Is that a position that the ICA has on staff like secretary, or is that a position that we as a committee need to find a person for?
It's 100% up to the committee. If you have somebody, so I'm sure Cody can do that. Working, coinciding with Drew and myself to make sure
is
production. The shoe boss is just there for production.
That holding file.
But if you guys don't feel comfortable, or if you feel like you're going
to
be needed in other places,
files.
But
for immediate summer.
Yeah.
If you would prefer, we do have guys within the ICA that that's all they do is they do production.
Okay.
So on your,
it's not part of it.
You just have to be somewhat intelligent.
So they have access to this? I didn't think they had access to the S drive.
Oh, I don't know if they do or not.
No, they don't. That's why we always have that weird file we dump them in.
That's in the chamber of miscellaneous.
Got it. That's what I was looking for.
Oh.
Okay, there it is.
So that 300 is per day.
What?
On the shoot boss.
Is it? Okay. I am going to switch over real quick.
Sorry if my big head's in the way. I feel like it totally is for you guys.
Okay, we should be able to have that on your screens. So So the shoot boss, it's 300 per day, so I need 600. You're so expensive, Matt.
But the secretary is 600 per day.
Okay, well, at least that's close there.
Thank you. You are somewhat intelligent.
I never did like the announcer. Ever.
Yeah, I did that once.
So, can you guys, can you see it?
No. We have to have a product key.
Oh, do you?
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's see. View only. There we go. We can't make changes, but we can view it.
Harriet, you have the worst look on your face.
I feel like
I'm fairly smart, but then I'm not. Maybe just click here. I need more tacos. Just to get through the budget.
There we go.
Much
better. Just keep cooking.
So you guys should be able to see the changes that I'm making because I just moved it over there.
City of
took me a minute to remember
computers.
How to do that, but
our budget.
Okay. The announcer. Okay, Matt says the announcer's gone up. So what has it gone up to, Matt?
So it's. He said 4,500. I actually have three different quotes, and all three are identical.
Okay.
4,500 for the weekend. That's both perfs and slack, and then he doesn't. You guys don't have to get him a hotel room, any of that.
Okay.
The other ones are $4,250 plus. You guys have to supply hotel rooms 3 nights, so Lucas is probably the best bet.
Okay.
And he's the best announcer we have in the ICA.
Okay.
Lucas who?
Jeff Lucas.
Okay.
He's from Nashville, Tennessee, but he does our finals. He does Emmett. He does Haley. He does 20 pro rodeos a year.
Okay.
He co-announces with Randy Corley and Bob Tallman all the time. I mean, this guy is... The cool thing about Jeff is he does his research, so he knows who's coming out, what they've done throughout the year, builds the crowd up, he involves the crowd, and as far as sponsorship goes, that's why I pay him to do Emma, because he gives back to my sponsors more than any other announcer ever has.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be important. Special needs rodeo, that's something that'll be in there as well. Lenny's got the reins on that. I put in $1,000 just to make sure we're covering so that they don't come up on the short end of anything because we wouldn't want that. Do you think that'll take care of us? Okay.
Are you doing that by yourself or... Oh, okay. So you're the ideas. Okay, I see where this is going. Okay, I thought you already had this, like, planned out or someone that you were bringing in. I thought, oh, okay, we're really ahead.
No, that's on the next sheet.
Oh. Do we have an idea of when that's going to happen? Okay, perfect.
I hate to sound biased, but the ICA crisis.
Ooh. Okay, that's a good one.
So donations to charitable rodeo shows. So we talked about the potential that we may have some come in. Some of them do not have a fee, and I think some of the volunteer groups that might come in. So do we want to commit to a certain amount of charitable money that will go out to those that are coming to help or there's a need or something like that?
Can we do a percentage,
maybe? No, you don't want to do that.
You don't? Okay.
No, because I'm telling you, you guys are going to, especially if you're getting $2,500 a night, it'll be the best donation they've ever had.
Yeah.
Personally, like, depending on the club, if it's CUNA High School Rodeo or CUNA Wrestling or football, whatever, it doesn't matter what it is.
And it depends on what you have them doing. If they're helping checking people in or checking wristbands or if they're just picking up trash, because I'm telling you, that's a nightmare as a committee goes, because Saturday morning you're going to be out there picking up trash before slack. You're going to have a guy watering the arena, a guy working the arena. All that stuff happens. So sometimes it's better just to have the football team come pick up trash mm-hmm. and throw them $150, $200, whatever. But
so
I'm just giving you ideas.
Because it's a city event, we probably can hook up with
Sealed?
Sealed.
I already wrote that down.
Okay. I just put a dollar in there to hold it, but it seems to me that maybe consideration to hold 2,000 in that account, that line item, because we don't know for sure what kind of volunteer help we're going to need, but especially those that are willing to come and perform. You know, we want to make sure that we've said thank you properly. Okay. Is everybody agreeable to 2,000 then? Youth activities, that number's in there because our council made a point of mentioning some free things for the youth to do. So I put 2,500 in there, not because I know specifically, but I don't know, bounce houses, we'll bring our cornhole boards out, a variety of things like that. Council's chunking over some good seed money, so I think we can accommodate that request. If you have ideas for youth activities where they don't really have to pay, they just can have a little bit of fun, then certainly kick those out. Carrie does a kids' carnival every year at Kuna Days. She might have some suggestions, too. No, I know, but like, I'm not on like a climbing wall or a bounce house. I mean, really something that the parents need to engage with the kids versus trying to staff it.
So one suggestion, involve Idaho National Guard. Mm-hmm. They supply.
They reached out already, so they did the rock wall, I reached out to see if they wanted.
Yeah, they have the rock wall, they actually have, and I mean, it depends on your facility, right, where you put them, but they have the Nerf battlefield or the,
That's 150 feet long.
Yeah,
we've had that, yeah. We had it out here, and it's very cool. So, anyway, just kind of I put a number in there in case we need it. Program print costs, I got those numbers from Carrie. We'll sell advertising space in those, that kind of thing. Mailer to neighbors to notify. We have to do it at least 300 feet. Probably we will push it to 450 feet.
So you're not going to hit any
roads? Yeah.
Don't you have a subdivision?
No, not within 450 feet.
We'll just use my gold one.
Hey,
you're going to save you $25.
Yeah.
It's you.
Put that back in the subdivision.
We probably will mail into that subdivision a little bit, at least the one on that east end. It's required.
So you can put it on the railroad tracks.
If it turns out, what we do is we have P&Z pull up an aerial for us, and we go, yep, we need to notify this area right here. Perfect. If we identify that through the special event plan process, then we'll do it. But it shouldn't cost more than about $25 to mail out. Radio advertising, got the number from Carrie based on what CUNA Days does. Ticket printing, got Justine's done some research today. I'll show you kind of a draft of, there's some preset things that you can choose from.
On that ticket printing, do we want to do an online ticket sales? That platform might cost also.
We'll sell them out of here. We'll sell them out of City Hall.
Okay.
And so.
But you can purchase them before. Okay, yes, I see.
DMV and Tractor Supply won't charge you anything either.
Yeah.
They'll make a skew, but the problem is
you got to have them to them 60 days prior. They'll build a SKU for your ticket, and they will sell them. But just
because I think especially those people who want to make sure that they get a ticket and they know the demand is high, we can sell some tickets, kind of see where we're at before we even get to the day of or the weekend of the rodeo to see kind of maybe budget-wise, A, and B, so that those people can have that opportunity to make sure that they get the ticket. So
yeah, and I have kind of a sample for you to look at that she's done. And so if you like where she's going with it, then we will pull the trigger and get them going. Well, we have the money. Council said we could have it. So, staff shirts, I picked this number up just based on the T-shirts we did for the hometown fair. They're about $9 a piece. I've guessed 20 shirts, so $200. That's just a guess.
What kind of shirt?
T-shirt.
So you can't have...
Yeah, you'll have
You're not serious. I have to wear one of those?
Yes.
So you don't. Chris, you don't have to wear one as long as you do not go in the arena. If you go in the arena, I have to find the committee. You have to be in Western attire.
I would love to see her.
Yeah, don't tell her. She if we're sitting up here, she has to wear one then. Deal?
So somebody better send me a link.
Wink, wink.
So there's tons, and... DMB would be another outlet to reach out to their soft goods manager, get the same shirt. But I do have one other suggestion. So you guys as a committee are the committee that is essentially heading the rodeo. Cody knows, Marshall, we're going to have six guys that's dedicated just inside the arena. So you're going to have two guys to pull the buck and shoot, kick the latch, and knowledgeable guys that's kind of been around it. So Cody, I expect you to probably be there. We got to have two guys on the timed event end. They have to be the same two guys for the entire rodeo. Just because they got drunk Friday night, they have to be there at 10 a.m. for slack to kick the latch, because it's got to be the same guys. And then you're going to have two floaters to help with gates, in gates, out gates, setting the barrels, all that stuff. So I would suggest those guys have them, you know, the committee shirt as well.
Mm-hmm. So do we need more than 20 shirts?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No. I think you need more than 20. But.
And do you, how much per shirt would I calculate? 25?
Well, let's talk to DB because they probably would donate them.
I got to get a number in here, though.
I don't think they'll donate them, but they'll give them to you at cost. Cost is about $40, so I buy... Four different committee shirts every year. The ICA finals committee, the Jim County, all that. They're about $40. And then embroidery on top of that.
Do we want to do, I know this is kind of a different topic, but same thing. Do we want to do us, like our shirts, different than the Shoot Help shirts, or do they want to all be the same?
From personal experience, I would suggest they're all the same, just for the fluid part of it, but also on the contestant side. If they see everybody as a group and they go, holy shit, this committee's got their act together, one, they're going to appreciate a professional atmosphere. Two, they're going to know who they can go talk to. They don't know whether they talk to the guy in the blue shirt or the guy in the yellow shirt.
True.
But just... my personal opinion, the more fluid you are, the better, the more professional it is.
Okay.
All the way around.
Okay, so I got 20 shirts in there, $40. That's $800. Clearly, there's going to be some embroidery stuff happening. I'm going to push that number to 15.
Crazy. You don't need 20 shirts. There's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, but
you just said there's a bunch of other people that need
them. You're going to need 6 in the arena.
6 in the arena.
And there's 7 of you up there.
I have staff that's going to be working the event. One of them's pregnant. Don't know how that's
going. You're right. You do need 20.
20 shirts, yeah. I think you're at least
$1,000. I it's always a good idea to ask the mayor if he'd like to have one. You know, there's stuff like that.
Okay. We like him.
Yeah.
And if it's an election year, I have to give my commissioners all shirts.
So I'm going to put 1,500 in there, just so that we're not bargain shopping, because I hate bargain shopping for clothes. When I don't know what I'm buying. Queen's budget.
I'm pushing for it.
And there'll be embroidery as well.
Well, so that's... Is that what we're on now? Yeah. No, that's where we're at.
Once we... I don't know how to spell embroidery, because I don't do it. Queen's budget, that's all on you.
Sarah. So, when I put that together, I shot for the moon. So I figured go high, come in low later. So I asked the person who, so this is $200 for the crown. Matt had stated last time, if the girls wanted to purchase it, you know, maybe do that program, and then buy another one. There it's $25 for the sash, $100 around that for the buckle. And then these were the additional things that if we wanted to help the girls out to better represent us. Shaps are around $900, and those would be considered traveling shaps. So just like the crown, if the girl didn't want to buy it, the shaps go to the next girl. They continue to be handed down until they are just worn out and we can't use them anymore. So that budget, and then shirts. So sometimes... girls will get matching shirts so that they know that there are rodeo colors, like Meridian Lions will get purple and gold shirts that they all wear together so they know they're one group. And then a serape, which is in parades. It's the covering on the horse's rear that states who they're actually representing. So that is kind of everything for all the options of what the queens might want. And that's where that $1,300 comes from. So, you know, if we didn't want to do the shirts, that's a reduction. You know, if you want to make the girls have their own shops, that's a reduction. And that's also times four. And that's up to us as a group to figure out how many representatives we would like. So you can have the one queen, which there's just one age group, or you can have all four age groups represented. It really depends on how many girls we want, and based off of that, then I can start basing the ages. So if we really do want to have the younger girls, then that four is more realistic. So. And remember, the more obviously the younger the girls, it's a little bit harder, but the more older the teen, the mini, and the senior queen, that's also additional help with mutton busting, additional help selling raffle tickets, special needs rodeo. So it's an additional set of hands that don't need to be paid. We're there from, I remember when I was in Shorter, Idaho, I was getting up at 3-4 a.m. and I wouldn't go to bed till 10-11 p.m. just because you do everything, you know, school visits, parades, kind of everything type of situation. So
on the city's end, I do have a question. So I know that the 1300 at the four, which we're supportive of a full package and a, you know, all four. But the question comes up, and I think I've talked to Sarah about this before. Is there room for consideration with the committee, and is it appropriate for there to be some type of scholarship contribution, and I think it can go through the school or whatever, for It can be for education, vocational, you know, that kind of thing.
So I don't know if Sarah has any, but a lot of committees do that. If you're elected queen, you get a $250 scholarship. And then, like, is it junior that's right below the senior? They get, like, $100 scholarship.
It definitely helped me pay off a lot of student loans having my scholarships throughout my years. I appreciated it. And then it also kind of helps because you are doing so many volunteer hours. It kind of helps pay that off. And I am investing not only in this Rotary Committee, but they're investing in me. So I really do want to represent in a good way and give back. So. In the past, the girls have done it, like, the money that they raise go back to the queens. So then, though, like, the buckles and the shops and all that kind of stuff can be paid off. I think for the situation that we're in where the city is, you know, seeding the money, if that's not how you want to do it and we want to do one lump sum, you pay for their stuff, their money goes to you guys. I think it can be done that way, or we can keep it separate as queens.
Actually, I'm just curious because I wasn't sure with all that extra volunteer hours and thinking, surely we have to have some sort of sponsorship that keeps you going.
Yes, and so I think I talked to Chris about that for a second in the very beginning. some of that money could go back to helping pay the fuel to get to a different rodeo here or there. And none of these things were ever, these are extra things that can draw queens to us. I didn't have a rodeo fuel fund until I was Miss Rodeo Idaho. I didn't have large scholarships until I was Miss Rodeo Idaho. So if any way we can help out some girls, I think it would be very appreciated, just because it is expensive.
What would some of the other rodeo communities in our category do?
So this is actually the current Miss Nissen Night Rodeo, and they are on ICA Rodeo too. So do you want to go?
Over here to the mic?
So for NISA specifically, we have a queen card for the one queen because we only have one girl. She has a certain amount of money she gets to spend throughout the year. Other rodeos, they'll do scholarships. I think Meridian Lions and then also Western Riding Club, they do a $500 scholarship for just their senior queen. So that could be split up, like if you wanted to do what Matt said, $250 for the senior and then 100 for the junior or teen, whatever you call the next girl down. They also, I'm trying to think of what else is done
for the sometimes girls. Depending on the committee. So Meridian Lions has a set schedule, and you mm-hmm. must attend all of these unless you are on your deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
Western Riding Club, I think you had told me.
Western, it was at least one 4th of July parade, and then you can attend a rodeo. I think they'll go to Vail, but it depends on what the girls' situation is. But they have to have at least one parade for that day. They have to go to at least one nighttime Christmas parade and one daytime Christmas parade. And then I think one night of the stampede is required.
So that's mm-hmm. all stuff that you can say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$250. Yeah, it not seems a whole that $250 lot. Yeah, is the
that's pretty much
for the
it.
Queen.
Yeah, I think that is a lot, and I know that the girls would be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Would appreciate any amount, so that would be generous.
Yeah,
you know, up into what, you know, you could keep on going.
Yeah, you could. Like my title, they give me a trailer wrap every year. Well, not me specifically, but every girl gets the specific trailer wrap. That's something you guys could look into. I mean, I think our, my committee's even looking into just doing a travel trailer. That way it's the one trailer the whole time. They don't have to repay for a new wrap every year. So, but that's my rodeo.
In addition to.
Mm-hmm.
So leave it at the 1,300 times 4.
And that's just kind of the basic for the necessities. That doesn't include an additional like $250 scholarship. Is that correct, Chris?
That's correct.
Okay.
That was for if you did the chaps, the crown, the sash, right?
Yep.
And I'm sure you probably could find a sponsor that would do the scholarship itself too.
Yes.
So this is the city's view on this. Our view is that if we're willing to put in extra prize money for the events, that this also is an event with qualified competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And so there should be additional monies available, and that additional money would come in the form of a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the city's view on that. I don't know. We're talking about little minis. I don't know that we would do a scholarship at $250. Maybe $250, $175, $250. I don't know, but take some guidance from you on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you think $250 for all four each is appropriate, the city can get behind that because we're all about that. And then my other question would be, talked about fuel assistance. I know Carrie kind of lit up at a wrap, so did I, just because, we talk to the wrappers here all the time. But it's difficult for us to have somebody, like they would need to contact Sarah first, and Sarah's got to call us, and then we got to get a city check issued. Like, we're not quick. So probably the most expedient way to do that, if you want to do fuel, would be we could buy fuel cards, like mm-hmm. at Jackson's, or, because we can go use a credit card to do that. I think we can use a credit card to buy those.
So specific to the budget, or am I hearing that we need to up that number?
I would like to see the number upped by Sarah's recommendation of how much to put scholarship money in for each of the four.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd also like to see some monies put in there for consideration for fuel, because we don't want them to go broke.
Mm-hmm.
And then funds, and I'd like to see that they are fully funded at $1,300 apiece, and that their sponsorship money comes in. It'll all go into one lump sum, but we will track what's coming in so that we know, and that the expectation would be that the committee gives due consideration next year and the following years to fund the scholarships, and that they'll be traveling items, so they may not have to be repurchased, but
mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. Because the committee, representing the committee, these young ladies and the city, we're asking a lot of them. And I think it's only fair as our representatives that we treat them well. The city treats me well as a representative. We'll try and treat you guys well as representatives.
So is that a separate line item within here? Or
I think it's all included. We just break out within the line item.
Okay, so we need to up that number of what?
Because I would be okay with lowering the two youngest age groups. What do you guys think would be an appropriate scholarship amount if we do the $250 for the two older ones, and then what would be?
I don't know anything about
putting
scholarship or
a
tank of fuel.
Yeah,
it's
all
costs
about the same.
Yeah.
What is
the
limit?
$0.
Mayor told me I had to go buy a cowboy boot, so I said I'm wearing my contacts.
That's what I was thinking. So there's that.
if it's a quarter, if it's diesel.
So just for the additional scholarship monies, that would be 800 in addition. And then for fuel monies, do we want to do, I don't know. If we don't want request or require the youngest ones to do as much, then we don't need to provide fuel for them. Because it is harder to get those younger ones, you know. If they want to do something, then they can. So I don't know. Do we want to do... How much did you say your fuel card was? Or
I don't know.
It just keeps going?
I think so. It just rolls over every year with whatever the girl didn't use the previous year.
Okay.
I know with NISA, like, we have to travel between Oregon and Idaho. But with Western, the only thing that we had, we didn't do fuel. We did rodeo tickets because Stampede, not all the girls can't go in every night for free. They only get in that one matinee day that they can buzz. And some rodeos, they don't allow the girls to get in for free. So it depends on the rodeo they go to. But it's like $15 a ticket. So that can even be something you guys consider for the minis, even if you wanted to do the gas for the older girls and then
tickets the minis. For the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, do you have any
experience?
3,000.
Can you help here, Matt?
I do. So the.
You got to come to the mic. We got to put you on the record. In case we take your advice.
I would never do that. I guess the biggest caveat is your queen represents your committee. It depends on how much you want her to represent. So what I mean by that is once you elect your queen, you can, and I do agree with her, a lot of committees say, we'll allow you to buzz. We would appreciate it if you did buzz in grand entry. But if you're going to go watch the show, you got to buy a ticket, which is understandable. And when we get into our application with the ICA, there's some options for you guys as far as that goes. But the more that your queen is out, so whether it's Idaho City and she buzzes in grand entry, there's going to be people in Idaho City go, shit, I didn't know there was a rodeo in CUNA. That's how you get a ton of advertising. Especially in communities, whether it's Jordan Valley, Riggins, whatever, there's people in Riggins that go, oh, I got cousins in CUNA. That'd be cool to go down and see them and watch the rodeo. So that part of it, it's a double-edged sword. So I would definitely suggest having some kind of fuel supplement just because of that side of it. How much is it? Like I said, it's completely up to the committee and how much you want her to be seen. And you guys as a committee... And I don't know if you have a subcommittee on that and if Sarah's heading that part of it, but...
Sarah is the subcommittee.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, she can go, listen, I think it's really important. She goes to Caldwell Knight and Snake River. Just for the queen side of it, that makes those girls feel like they've accomplished something. But the other side of it is, go to the bigger ICA rodeos, the Emmets, the other ones, go to the grand entry, be a part of that, advertise for the community. You don't have to hit all 22 primes. You can pick and choose what is going to be the best advertising for you. As far as the scholarship, like I said, I'm on four different committees. How we structure that, the queen is the highest, and it's generally at 250. The junior's at 150, and then we don't give anything to the peewee. I think it's a great gesture, even if it is $25, because those little kids, they get a check for $25 or a scholarship, a certificate, whatever it is. That just pushes them further into their career on that side of it.
And you guys have it set up through the city already to do scholarships and... Okay.
No, we're going to have to figure out how to do that.
Okay.
We're just going to tap on... Can we tap on to ICA? We'll just tap on through them.
Do we have an idea of, when we know or when you're going to have that all set up?
So, if we do their scholarships, we can do the scholarships through the ICA?
Yes. So, I was chatting with the gal, the director, the queen director of Meridian Lions,
I was asking her, hey, I'm starting this, and I have contracts already. I just have to modify it for us. She recommended we do it the weekend before our rodeo. So in September, hold the pageant.
I'm pretty sure.
And then
will you check on that? Because it could be they just they know that it'll happen.
She would represent from Labor Day weekend to Labor Day weekend.
Because it's only like a month later, a month or so later.
Yeah, really it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because they wouldn't be using it for a year.
So, yeah, I think at that point, you know, maybe hold the pageant at a different time. We can have ladies in waiting so they can both be queens for a short amount of time. I think there's lots of flexibility in that.
You don't have to, and I agree, you don't have to crown your queen at the rodeo. You can, because this is your first year, you guys can hold your horsemanship clinic in 2 weeks and you get started. I mean, we start ICA rodeo in mid-June, and that would be a huge, I mean, obviously shafts are weeks out, those things, but I mean, I'm telling you, that's a huge advertisement, having these girls buzz arenas. When Nyssa came back to the ICA, they started buzzing a lot of ICA rodeos, and contestants went, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it was back to the ICA. So,
Completely agree, and I think it's a great form of advertising. Specific to stay on topic regarding the budget, what number do we put in? We got a lot of stuff to get through yet.
Can we do, obviously, we think about a tank of gas. Like, I would say, like, oh, let's do 200, but a tank, that's one tank.
Yeah.
So if we could do 300 for the queen, maybe 200 for a teen, and then nothing for the two younger ones. I think, is that a reasonable amount of money?
Tank.
Scholarship is 250, 250, 150, 150. And then.
So 800 in scholarship, 500 in gas, for a total of a 1,300 in addition to the 5,200. So that takes us to 6,500.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for being in support.
And we will work with the ICA on the scholarship process. Matt's going to take care of that. Okay, VIP section costs. I plugged in $3,500 because who knows. But it's meal, tables and chairs, table dressing, drinks, all that kind of stuff. The tickets are $200 a pop or to the highest level of donor or sponsor. We'll discuss somewhere between 80 and 100. I have the $3,500 on there just as a placeholder. But basically, I took 100, you know, tentatively 100, figured 35 per person. That number might go up when we get catering numbers.
Probably will.
But we'll see how that plays out. We can push that number up, but that's up to you guys. We don't care if they watch the rodeo. They're there just to eat and drink. They go stand at the gate. Okay. I have venue costs at $23,000. That number is calculated that it includes, and it's in comparison to the numbers I have pulled from the Idaho Fairgrounds, or Western Idaho Fairgrounds. And they will include arena, the ground prep and rehab, the back pens, water truck, arena rig, hay, electricity, hosting participants in the area for overnight if needed, water, point of sale services, and arena seating. And so we will probably start invading them prior to the 2 days that the rodeo exists, and then there's the follow-up the day after. We'll try and be good stewards of the venue, the Crooked Eight. But the city will do a contract with the Crooked Eight. The city will be the final one to make any adjustments to that contract. It will come to you guys for review. However, the Kitkos will have to recuse themselves. But it'll all be detailed in there as well. The concert cost to the venue, that's a Friday night and Saturday night concert, that all goes to the venue. So they will hire the musicians. They will provide sound, any lighting, plug stuff in. That is up to them to execute. They'll bring forward to you guys to, you know, make any decisions that need to be made as far as entertainment and that kind of stuff.
Is the concert included with the rodeo ticket?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I do have one thing that I would suggest you add. You don't have to, but that time of year, it's mega hot. If you had a hospitality for the contestants,
mm-hmm.
So just two stock tanks full of ice and just water, just bottled water, one behind the bucking chutes and one either at the warm-up arena or by the time to vent in. Those are the things that will feed your program and grow your program, whether you decide you want to go to that next level or keep it where you're at and just grow where you're at. But those are the things that contestants, I mean, just one of those things. And so a pallet of water is going to run you $450.
Okay. And ice, yeah. But even if we expect that to be sponsored in, we still have to put it in the budget because we're going to face that expense. And the city also has tent as well. So I will put that in there.
Is the Crooked Eight supplying food? Are you guys selling food, or is it just vendors only?
Vendors only for food.
Okay. That's a different
thing. Do we want to, speaking of the hospitality tent, are we wanting to do food for the contestants in addition to like the water, like a dinner?
Let's hold on that just a minute.
Okay.
Because that's going to be a whole different conversation once we get out of budget.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. I'm going to put 1,000 in there. And sometimes that's just how I budget. Because we're going to talk about that in revenue. Okay, and then, again, some of these things that the venue is taking care of are things that the city has had to coordinate in the past, like the concerts and equipment and all that kind of stuff, and we're happy to contract that out with the venue. 20% of contingency is what I've included in here, meaning there's nothing line-itemed specifically, but if we all of a sudden, somebody came back and said, oh, it turns out buckles are now $600 because we can't get them out of China, because I have two electric vehicles sitting over there currently, I still can't get out after 6 months, but I'd like to do a 30%, and I may come back and we may amend that budget if it looks like we are continually running over budget. I will come back in and we will adjust to a 30%. But I always do at least 20% on federal grants. I do 30 always. So, and at the end of the day, if we don't go over budget, that 20,000, 65 or the 20%, that's going to come back to the rodeo committee. It's not spent money. It's just old money.
And that's not included in that bottom number.
It is included in the
it
bottom
is,
number.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It is included. Perfect.
So we have 10,000 vendors. I want, so you didn't even let me finish. So, yes.
Thank you, Matt.
I'm
already out.
How many do you have Acuna days? 70.
I have, a little over, 80.
There you go.
But I also have, 20, 18, 30 vendors. It just kind of depends. But, I don't know, 100 is so many, and I just can't see that space fitting.
I also question where we're going to put them.
I think you're going to be lucky.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong.
Bet. I feel like there's a bet coming on here.
I know, but time out. What do you consider a bet?
Well, anybody who's willing to give me $100 to set up a 10 by 10 spot.
Oh, I'll
take that with. I'm one of those people, and I know Megan's one of those people, that I attend everything. I go to the flea market. I'm going to be at K2 this weekend. K-squared. What is it called?
K-squared.
K-squared. Thank you. And maybe CUNA days. I'm going to be working it. And then I don't know if Megan's going to want to put a booth there because she might want to attend it. So I
think we're going to struggle to.
But we can leave it open to as many that will fit.
Yes. So I would like to So what I would like to see if we could do is I have Chris Smith on staff. He's a graphic artist. He can do a grid over the top of your property that gives us 10 by 10 spot. And then Carrie says we have to let them have room between each other. I don't know.
Thank you.
And I'd like to drive the traffic just based on event stuff, you know, that I've worked over the years, coordinated over the years. When they are coming in from parking and they're walking to go get into the rodeo, they have to come through the vendor, that we path them through there. That way it gives the vendors the opportunity to be seen and noticed, and they're not an afterthought, that they become the pathway to the destination. So.
Okay.
That's why I'm your favorite, Carrie. alcohol sales, boy, that's hard to tell how many drunks you're going to have. Ooh, but
Acuna? There's a lot of them. There's a lot of Acuna.
I think you're a little high on the vendor deal. I would agree.
Just saying, I get a free drink if I get 100 vendors in there.
I'll buy it.
So, I don't know, but what I have done previously, and we started doing it last year with CUNA Days too, we do drink sales, beer, wine, or that level, and then we tack on either $1 or $2 that comes back to the organization to help cover costs. So my guess was over a two-day period, we could see 1,000 drinks sold at $2 added on costs. Which we will be contracting those services through the venue. So we will not have to hire a bartender. We don't have to do any of that crap. So we just will do that through the venue.
Does the venue?
I do 1,600 beers a night in and out.
Yep.
Yeah. We all know Emmett.
Yeah, what does CUNA Days do?
Each person's going to buy 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Every round.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
One day music video, and we sold, was it like 1,100 drinks? And there was.
There was maybe.
So what is a quality number then? Because I wanted to try and do as expected numbers as possible.
I think you need to put 5,000.
Okay.
Conservative.
But I think you need to draw the vendors.
No, I'm not doing it. Every time I sign one up,
I'm get on the record.
Every time I'm on the record. Every time I sign one up, I'm sending you a text.
Don't do that. I have so many group texts.
I'm going to include everybody. Sponsors, boy, I don't have any idea. I mean, I have some notes from over the years that we've taken, and it seems like that number can range anywhere from $500 up to $15,000, you know, combined total. So
I think we're in a good position.
know, between the Les Schwabs and Tractor Supply and D&B and CUNA never having anything like that, to really hit a home run regarding sponsors.
The other side of that, your builders that are building in this valley or on this side of the valley?
CBH.
CBH will throw you a pop. But I'm just saying, your home builders, whether it be a custom home builder or the Hubble or the Corey Barton, they are a huge sponsor for this event. How many buck and shoots are you going to have? Do you know
four.
For sure four?
A good inside the sponsor.
So I would take no less than 1500 for a shoe sponsor. I'd probably take it up to 2000. But
Well, we got the list coming up. So I don't have any number plugged in there at all. With that being said, your total at this point, and then there's mutton busting, the VIP sales. VIP sales really have to kind of balance out the investment. I got $16,000 in there, which is well beyond what the investment's going to be, but that number's probably going to tighten up based on how many giveaway, you know, to the top tier. $75 per youth. So I kind of did some research on the VIP thing. They're taking a chair. I don't know that they need a discount. You know, 18 and under, I've seen 16-year-old boys eat. I've raised several of them. You know?
I'd make your youth 14 and under or 15 and under.
Okay.
Do we want to do a military?
Do we wait to get established?
So majority of the committees out there are, if you have pre-sale tickets, which sounds like you will through the city, you give a discount. But, and where they're coming to the city, it's easier to give exact change back, but you try to keep it, you know, in five increments of five. So at the gate, your $20 ticket at the gate. That way you're not, if it's $18 and they give you a 20, you got ones, and it just becomes a pain for the guy at the gate. So $20 at the gate. If you are military, police officer, firefighter, any of that, you go to 15 with ID or a veteran. And then you make that the same price for the seniors, the 15. Which you will have some seniors come. They don't stay for the whole rodeo. They come, and by the end of tie down roping, they're ready to go back and watch Lawrence Welk. But they were happy to go to a rodeo. But yeah, how majority of the rodeos out there are structured is $10 for youth. That would be 14 and under. $15 for special or for law enforcement, military or veteran, and then $20 at the gate. And then if you do the pre-sale, knock a couple bucks off where you can do exact change.
How much did you say for military, Mac? 15. I personally think we should give a discount to law enforcement and military with ID. I still think the right thing to do.
We can do that if you guys want.
I do know discounted ticket sales aren't going to help the budget.
Yeah,
it isn't so much that. It's our internal structure. Because we have to track. We are going to have to track every ticket number and what it's spent on and when it's sold, what the receipt number is on that. And it might be, and then also, we're going to have tickets being sold at other locations.
KISS method, they're going to get a concert out of it too if they want.
It's really, they're seeing a rodeo, really good, great concert, and Saturday night they get to see fireworks. I mean, I think.
Do we want to up this tickets then to 25?
And that's not obscene. I'm telling you, $20 is,
you get a lot of goodie out of it.
Yeah,
I just am. I would like to just do a one price this first year, and then let us get wrapped around that.
I will tell you, just from personal experience, you will lose quite a few people.
I don't even like you anymore.
But you will lose quite a few people if they get to the gate and it's $25 a person and they've got four kids from 12 and under.
We set, it's in the next page, but we have a age cutoff for free. They can get in for free. It's no, it's younger than that. It's all right, Matt. It's going to be fine. Okay, so I'm going to close up the budget. The only other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the mound is dirt. And this is just a toss out there to think about. The mound is dirt. You would think and hope that people remember to bring something to sit on. They don't always do that. So poked around a little bit for a thought process. There are options to buy kind of like these blankets that you can put out. You can put the committee's logo on there. The price point on them depends on how many you order. Like they're $869, so they could resell at a higher amount. You just have to decide how many. But I do think there will be a certain number of people that are like, oh, I needed to bring something to sit on. We know Marshall's one of them.
So. Yeah, but you can just sit on the dirt.
Marshall don't get to sit.
Why can't we have some kind of fescue grass on there, too? There's little to no maintenance.
It won't be dirt. Marshall and I will get together. We'll have it seeded. It'll all be grass.
Bobby, sit.
I will tell you the blankets will.
Where's he?
They do.
He's going to say nothing.
They do. Yeah, so we did it. We did it in Jim County 3 years ago. We did the little cushion. Yeah, the foam pads, and then we did the blankets. So the foam pads, they were like $3 a piece to buy, and we were selling them for $7.50. And then the blankets, we were like $7 a bag. We were selling them for $15. We only ordered 50 blankets, thinking it's 200 degrees. Nobody wants. Sold out in
45
minutes.
That's good to know. So that's a consideration. Let's move
on
now to the next thing.
And t-shirts with your committee logo.
Yeah, but rodeo stuff, like, so she, if I, like, I have rodeo shirts that I still wear from my years, Miss Rodeo Idaho. Literally, one was like, Nebraska State College or something. I don't think it was like the most community college thing, and I still wear it. I don't know. It was in Nebraska. Anyways.
Okay, well, we're done with that. That's our draft budget.
We better move to
the national budget. Will you move to accept the budget as written?
Is there a motion out there to approve the budget as it's written now?
I make a motion to approve the budget that we have recently discussed for the 2022 rodeo.
Okay. Is there any discussion? All right. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Stands.
Chair, for the record, the request would be to move through this, but when we get to the 8 o'clock hour, to adjourn the meeting and table the rest of the items, and we'll reschedule, if that's okay.
Okay.
I will, if with your permission, Chair, I will show the sponsorship form. Actually, let me move it over to here. Oh, what have I done? I don't even know why people let me do it.
Oh, my bad, my bad. I bet it was a great email, too.
Cody, on your berm, is it going to be terraced on both sides?
No, it was the... I don't know why it came over in a folder.
Like a rope
So do you guys have the rodeo sponsorship form? It shouldn't be empty. Double click on it. Chamber miscellaneous, yeah. Yeah, board shortcuts, it's in there. That's why he makes a big box and he lets me work here. I don't know, Cuna Rodeo. Is that a name?
Yeah, it can be. I just didn't know if it was, if you wanted it.
I just
didn't. Give these to you.
So this is the basic information we'd be looking for. Here's the sponsorship levels. Got information from Matt. And then Lenny and Carrie and I and Justine met on Friday. Kind of made some decisions on this. And these, on the second page, is the opportunity, what comes with that. Banners. Justine's been working on banner sizes and stuff like that. She actually went to a website that does rodeo runs, and they actually have certain sizes that they recommend. So that's kind of where this is coming from. But I think Matt wants to give us some input. So I'm sorry. No, you gotta go to Mike.
So
you should just sat down. Yeah.
Get rid of the 6 foot by 8 foot.
Okay.
The fence is not 6 foot tall, so your banner is either going to be folded over. So most rodeo banners are 4 foot by 8 foot.
So do we put 4 foot by 8 foot, or just leave no size in there?
No, 4 foot by 8 foot, I would. The other thing that I would add... So the diamond sponsor gets a banner, right? You get the flag. The flag is provided by the sponsor. You got all that in there. Your bucking chute, your out gates are huge real estate. So I would suggest, so what we do at my different venues, I sell the out gates banner for $4,000, because every animal goes out that out gate. Whether if you had, I mean, not this year, but if in future you decide to have a big screen, and that camera every single time is pointed at that outgate, it's cute. I mean, that's the best real estate you can have. Second thing is, if you don't sell it for $4,000, go get a banner made with your logo, City of Cuna, proud to have you. That gets blasted all the time. But your bucking chutes and your timed event gates, those are huge real estate. So I'm $2,500. Just for a bucking chute sponsor, $2,500 for the timed event gates, and then $4,000 for the outgate.
Okay, bucking chutes,
$2,500.
That seems
like a lot.
I don't think that's bad at all.
Timed event. Your timed event gates.
I'll do all of them.
And there are corporate people like, so whether it's Stein Distributing or Pendleton, Pendleton loves having their banner on the timed event end. So that's 2,500. They will supply you with two banners. So every time, so you have three different times each night. Well, more than that, but three different times. Somebody goes down, opens those gates, and people are watching down there. I'm telling you, it's huge real estate.
So here's my thing, looking over this, and we've done last week and stuff. Here's my thing. VIP table tickets for 4 are Fred Diamond's sponsor. I just don't feel like $1,500 buys you that when the tickets are $200 a piece.
No, I made it two tickets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I don't. But I think the question becomes on that diamond sponsor of 15. So if they come in at 2,500 or at the 4,000, they're still going to fall under the diamond sponsor, right?
Correct.
They're going to fall under all that. Okay.
They are just in getting the buck and shoot, okay. or the out gate.
Okay. Then we got platinum. We got the gold sponsor. We got the silver sponsor. Mutton busting sponsor, event sponsor, for added money, and then a buckle sponsor, rodeo t-shirt for staff and volunteer sponsors, in front of the rodeo, which you listed in the book. There's all those that don't really have a ton of money, but would like to be listed in support. So, any changes? And so the whole of the city seal on it, and we will have the Rodeo Commission logo. We're going to try some samples for it. And then we'll just start pushing it out. One thing I want to caution you is if you are approached with somebody that wants to do a sponsorship, they have to write the city, not to the Rodeo Committee. They can put that in their memo. It's got to be to the city.
I did catch on the gold sponsor on there.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll come across it. But it's the.
Oh, yeah, the shoot gate.
Yeah, shoot gate or front half of the arena. I think you just get rid of that and just call it a 4x6 banner.
Yeah.
And then the platinum sponsor, obviously, the banner would be a 4x8.
So diamond one?
So platinum, sorry, online still.
Oh, let me say.
So are you supplying the banners or the sponsor supplying the banners?
They supply.
I'd make sure you word that because,
consistency though.
We would like to supply them. Because then we can standardize signs.
But then logos, getting specific logos from certain companies.
They should bring something in with it. It's all, usually it means somebody does advertising.
Yeah.
They know the speakers tune them in for better platform needs.
So you guys have dealt with that.
They actually tell you, I want to sponsor you, here's my record file. First.
What is the price that you guys have been paying for signs?
Because
if it's $200 and it's $1,000 that they're giving us, or,
those banners, we've got good friends that own 208 signs, and they do a great job, and it's not.
Here's arena banners. I think there's some prices on
them. Yeah, generally, 4x8 is going to be $80.
So the base pay is like 100, the base is 100.
It wouldn't be too much to ask. Just say, hey, we'll get the banner, but if you're sponsoring $1,000, it's $1,000 plus the cost of the banner.
I got this raise.
that Skip had had to review the logo since it's
yeah.
the first meeting. And that's the last item on the agenda.
Do you want to adjust prices to include the cost of the logos or the banners?
I would.
Okay, we'll have them. Other than that, it's okay to you?
I like the fact that it goes down to Grand Rodeo, you know, that you aren't just, you're not unincluding certain people that might not have enough money, because I think every dollar counts.
I do too. I think people want to invest in the community.
Yeah.
What's the rodeo t-shirt for stuff you want to
get? It'll save us some money on those shirts. And so I can get a new pair of hamburgers. Okay.
So we're going to jump ahead to the
logo.
The logo. So they can't approve this till we
approve it. You did. They're going to approve it.
Words.
Do you want to do the motion real quick? While
can.
Okay.
Okay. Looking for a motion to approve the sponsorship plan.
With changes as noted.
With changes as noted.
I make a motion.
Okay.
I make a motion.
Do we have a second?
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the sponsorship plan with the amendments that we recently adjusted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion passes.
All right. So, Chris, I have in my office, did this for me. There's your options, some options that we came up with. Kind of a mix of that. So go ahead and open the artboard. You might want to refresh.
How are you going to touch it? Way above my pay grade.
It is there.
Oh, there we go.
Nailed it.
You moved it. There we go.
Did you guys find it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's the artboard. So kind of working our way through it would be make a selection on the left-hand side. Make your color selection in the middle that you prefer.
Are we pretty set on something within here?
Mm-hmm.
Options.
Well, let's start on the left-hand side. Do you like any of those? Any of the logos?
I mean it more towards like Cuna. I don't know.
What's more towards Cuna?
I had a crazy idea. Again, this could be a rabbit hole.
Oh.
But you take just the K. And then you put a bronc rider riding the tail of the K down. Spurring the kick out off of the K.
You have to put Cuna community. You have to put Cuna rodeo community on there somewhere.
We're calling the rodeo the Cuna rodeo committee.
That's what this is. This is this order. So there's the rodeo, but this is a functioning committee. It's like there's an art and history committee.
Okay, so this is just for us.
This goes on everything. It
goes on shirts.
This is your insignia. This is your logo.
Oh, I don't like that. Just, if I'm being honest, I don't like that at all. What don't we like? It's just really generic. Okay. I mean, I guess I, in my mind, I feel like the Big Loop. The Big Loop is a really cool rodeo in Jordan Valley, and it's got a name. It's called Big Loop. It's not the big. It's not Jordan Valley Rodeo Committee. I don't know. I just like Eagle Rodeo is a cool, you know, cool look like their eagle that's embroidered. Pendleton Roundup. Like, I just feel like we should. This is not pizzazz, and it doesn't say come to the rodeo. Sorry, I don't mean to be negative. I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. I think we could do a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think he's thinking that down the K. That's what his idea was.
Just the rider.
So I mean, like the big KRC on the very top left, if you did that, it would still represent the CUNA Rodeo Committee or the CUNA City Rodeo, whatever it is, but you could do the bronc rider on the K there.
Can we just do KR or do...
Yeah, can it just be CUNA Rodeo?
Or do we want to
do a bronc rider with that brand in the bottom, the very bottom right?
Mm-hmm.
Do a bronc rider with that brand.
That's what I was just looking at.
Or do we want the word committee in it, or do we just want...
I like the K and the R.
I like the K and the R.
I like
R.
That going back. Yeah.
So you want the K and the R without the C?
Yeah, do the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you like that bottom right one without the C, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be like the logo, and then...
I will warn you, I mean, if you're going to do a bronc rider, it's got to be... You got to get into all kinds of... Trademark, yep.
It was just an idea.
No, and I do like the idea.
Not even the bronc, just a rider spurring the K. Yeah. Spurring the bottom of the K.
Oh, okay.
Not even, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yes, please draw it.
Oh, come on.
I mean, you could do, like I said, I mean, you could do a bull rider, a bareback rider,
It could be
a saddle bronc rider, and you put that brand on it, and that becomes your, your logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm.
So you want...
Off the bottom tail of the K.
You're gonna have to draw
that. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Dude.
I can't draw.
It's gonna be a stick man.
Stick figure.
Oh,
my
God.
So, like, on this piece right here, draw that. I will draw.
Can you draw?
Nope.
Yes. I think that is a good representation. Is that, that's what you're kind of thinking? There's a little guy on there?
Yeah.
I was going to do it off the Meredith, but...
Looks like a
bird. Will you give
kind
him
the,
a pen?
Make the
so
cave bigger.
Maybe give him a pen, let him just write it.
Face
so
him
I
down.
Can
I just draw it right over here?
Yeah.
Okay. Can't make fun of me. I don't like hell.
A little, like, more artistry.
Okay, so there's the K. And then you got your little guy with his arms. Oops. Spurring it, so he's looking this way. So he's riding the K. Yeah. It could be somebody roping. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Well, you could put a bronc rein off the
right
of the K.
Or even just a rope.
Let me see if there.
He's spurring the K. Or
motto.
Yeah.
Right.
Or then the R still goes on the backward side. Is that correct?
So, like this, but this guy is on this guy.
Yeah, and then you have your R.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
I'm like, it wasn't there.
Oh, I like that better because then it's not as long, and I feel like that might fit better.
Mm-hmm.
look at it. I will email it over to you. I need to get it done as soon as possible so we can get stuff out.
Adam McMullen's really good at drawing that kind of stuff. We'll have him draw one tonight.
I paid Chris enough to do it.
Okay. Just only for ideas for Chris.
Well, I'm going to have him put this together. He'll probably have it out tomorrow or Monday.
Okay, cool.
I have one last question that is not on the agenda, but it is a part of the rodeo with the flags. Do we have someone that's wanting to take over that responsibility in finding the group?
I have a gal that does a lot of my grand entries that would, I'm sure, take care of it if you didn't have one.
Okay. Who? Sorry, that was very aggressive.
Do you really even know him? I mean,
wow.
Come on.
I hope it's not your wife.
She refuses.
Just one thing, emergency services. We have talked to a firefighter that's going to come to the barbecue for us on Friday night. And I'm talking to victims services. Sales to do that during, I was going to call it dirt church. That's what they say when we go more, it's like right on Sunday's time. It's really every church. Yeah, watch it. When do you guys want to meet again? We still have
so your rodeo is Friday and Saturday.
That was per your recommendation.
We're going to have enough stuff going on.
This church is on Saturday, okay?
I think church is fine. It's so crap. When do you guys want to meet again?
Well, we got to finish this stuff yet, right? We still have more. I cannot do next week.
There's a couple things I gotta get from you guys so that I can do what we gotta do on our end.
It's gonna have to be that week of the 23rd.
I'm on vacation that week, but I can come in. I'll come in. Because I have to come in on the 26th.
Sarah Corey Hampton is her name. Okay. She does Youth Limit Eagle.
And there's a handful of people that started to reach out to me about that, so that's kind of where start
so we have.
Make sure that.
Yes, I have committee meeting, appeal committee meeting. 3:30 to 5:26. I have one at 2. Just going to say it's probably not good. At least my edges have smoothed over years.
Okay, so we've got an item on the